Rewati Ropiha is kindly with us today as free dental clinics more than triple their reach in Gisborne after a surge in community demands. Rewati is the Chief Executive Officer of Tūranga Health. Te rangatira, Rewati, thank you for joining us here on Wātea Mihi Ana Kia Koe. Tēnā koe.
Hi, tēnā koe te rangatira. Mihi nui koutou ngā whāna katoa.
Kia ora, how's your teeth?
Yeah, they're still there, right? They're still in.
Well, that's a good thing. You know, sometimes we can be just sort of overlook dental health, but it has a very big impact on our overall health. And sadly, mate, our people have been compromised here because we know that the cost of going to a dentist is quite significant and for many just out of reach. I see that demand for free dental care in your community has seen community clinics more than triple their reach. Might you tell us what this is revealing, and you know, what's driving that need, Rewati, and what are you hearing from whānau who are seeking support in this way?
Yeah, no. Well, we did a kaupapa, as you say. We went out to the whānau, and there were three things that sort of came up. Teeth were number one. Glasses was another, and this kaupapa around if we could make something happen. Don't let it be the space of having committee meetings. So we went out, we shoulder tapped, and we had a go. We had a go in our backyard. We zoomed in, young mums, whānau with long-term conditions and mental health disabilities, to see if, rather than trying to appease the masses, that if we could get a segment of our population, get them participating, and then we would be in the opportunity to disrupt what there is current. And as you've highlighted, the demand was exponential. You know, these weren't 15-minute consults. These were 2 hours, 3 hours, and unfortunately, a lot of the mahi was the extractions or the fillings. But we wanted to mobilise our backyard so that of us who aren't the technicians could keep our technicians at top of scope, and then we could wrap around. So this is everything we did. We pitched it like a winter readiness. So this has started back in the months of February and March. So we did the teeth, we did the eyes with the glasses, the car seats, flu shots, firewood, fruit trees, et cetera, et cetera. So that this wasn't the space of whānau turning up at ED, that we could leave them in their households, they would have a level of comfort, and that their lives would flourish and they could go out on the sad days, watch their mokos, et cetera, et cetera, rather than have the trials and tribulations around, you know, the teeth or the eyesight, et cetera. So, yeah, that's what we did. Have a go in the backyard.
Tēnā koe. So we got some mobile dental clinics, which I think, I really think this is the way to go. It's a great exemplar, Rewati, and that's why it deserves to be fleshed out a little more. Obviously, it comes with cost because these are professionals who are in these units themselves, fairly costly, no doubt, as well. So talk with us about how you prioritised funding into this area and how you actually made it happen. Can you tell us about these mobile clinics? And let's just concentrate for a moment on the dental and the glasses. I think all of those things you touched on are beautiful and damn important, but let's just concentrate on the teeth. What model did you roll out and how effective would you describe it?
Yeah. We wanted to go across the backyard, so we picked rural settings and urban settings. We wanted to go to the backyard, so we used parks and reserves just to test the practicality of a mobile sort of system. So we stayed away from the hospitals, we stayed away from the clinics. We really wanted to get into the things that were there over many years. And we did exactly that. So the dentists who were up for that sort of space, we got alongside the therapist, so the therapist could do the scale and the clean, and the dentist could do what they needed to do. And we supported. So our kaiwhina came alongside the transport. We did the virtual sort of vignette so we could tell the story, and we used Facebook as the real-time connector. Unfortunately, New Zealand Post is not effective in this space. But yeah, we got those tiers utilised because we understood that when this demand came through, that nature of the work would be extensive. So this was philanthropic. We went out to, we did the kanohi, we went to a couple of the players who could give us the space. Because, yeah, I mean, if we relied on what there is current, unfortunately, that's what would have happened. It would have been in the meetings, in committee meetings. So we wanted people with the, who were on the same sort of page. We worked with Trinity Koha. And, yeah, they were up for something to make it happen. So, I mean, we were up against the number zero. It hadn't been done before. It was a blank page. So we could design the impact. And what you've got to see or what you've got to hear is about, you know, we put about 100, 200K to the initiative to make it happen. Again, that was a combination of resource outside. We had a bit of money come through the system, but primarily this was philanthropic.
Perhaps there are some listening in. Let's talk about the results here. And you'll have some stats for how many people were seen, how many extractions were conducted or fillings. But I guess the real kicker of this kaupapa, Arewiti, is the reaction from those who had this work done, who previously couldn't afford to have it done. What's some of the feedback? Just a story or two of how important, how impactful this approach has been.
Yeah, I mean, a couple of the finer voices is, you know, they now they don't need the follow-up going to ED to get the medication because of the, you know, the issues they were having in their waha, you know, for the teeth and those sorts of things. So the pleasure of the space is to make that difference. This was a young mum. And was doing it old school, just sort of, if it wasn't pliers or those sorts of things, to get over and what she was experiencing in her mouth. So to have this sort of space, yep, it was about 3-4 hours sort of work, but that's changed her space. She's now back in work, doing those sorts of things, and accommodates the with the tamariki. Another one we did was a worker in primary industries out in the forestry and all those sorts of things. And unfortunately, they were starting to miss out on the work. So getting that individual connected in, laying that whāraki, and then we were able to effectively, you know, get that truancy out of their sort of mahi sort of spaces. And they're in a better space now to put a crust on the table. But, yeah, I mean, those are a couple of the things that, you know, if we didn't do this mahi, then, yeah, they'd be in a hospital sort of setting, potentially costing the New Zealand taxpayer 10 times as much. So, you know, a bit of pragmatism to make it happen.
Tēnā koe, I want to support where you're at with it. Is there some legs to this? Will you follow through? And has there been interest from other Māori communities who are thinking, hey, that's a neat approach, let's see if we can try that? Because dental health, dental hygiene is such an important issue for us, and one that's sadly, and I suppose in a way, understandably overlooked. I mean, it's damn expensive, as I mentioned at the start, to go to the docs, to the dentist. We all know that. But was it successful enough, this drive, to see it occur again, not just in your lohe, but in others as well, Rewiti?
Yeah, so we're going to go again. So, you know, and we're sharing the insight. So, you know, rather than just working with us in our own sort of goldfish pond, we've worked with other communities as well to share the experience or the blueprint. And, you know, we're wanting to design in the national health system that, look, there's another consideration here outside of what there is current. The mobility and the preparedness to go to the backyards, we're beavering away. This will be a consistently ongoing conversation to, you know, get a couple of champions and allow the space to flourish.
Tēnā koe. Quick update on the glasses situation, mate. I know that you had a double-pronged attack. We've been speaking mostly of the dental work, but how important were eyesight testing, et cetera, in a similar way?
Very similar. Again, we zoomed in. You know, we did, it was just under about 200, we had the appointments, and over 70% needed glasses. So same sort of approach. We did it, you know, old school. This is face-to-face with a handshake. This wasn't a 22-page MOU. And we were able to put those glasses on the eyes. This wasn't a waiting list to take 3 months or 4 months. This was all real time. So, you know, what we did in the dental, we shifted those learnings to the glasses as well. And we're up to go again come 27. So it's not just a space sitting on a library shelf.
Fantastic, kaupapa. Let's plug those philanthropic organisations. You threw some dosh in here for a moment.
Yeah, no, Trinity Koha. Most definitely, they're at the forefront. You know, and good people prepared to do what is right. And pretty much, you know, they say they're going to do, they ended up doing it. And we worked alongside OPSM and very similar concept, very similar sort of kaupapa, put their hand up, didn't hide behind the meetings, and we were prepared to have a go. So, you know, big high five to those two to have the courage to shift in these spaces.
You mentioned pragmatism. I mean, sometimes we just got to get out and do the stuff ourselves, eh? Despite difficult political climates and funding restrictions, which are constant. This is an idea generated from the streets and delivered to the streets. So, you know, we can be proud of these approaches. Thanks for spearheading a kaupapa like this down in Tauranga, and it creates opportunities for us all. I think we should have a fleet of Māori mobile dental clinics, don't you think, mate? We could do with about 20 of them.
Oh, yeah, no, this is, you know, I think to shovel loads of common sense and the courage to have a go, I think those are the key ingredients. And as you say, back your backyard, that's where your IQ and the invigoration of the intelligence to, you know, shortcut the system and make things happen.
It's been wonderful talking with you, Rewiti. You know, amidst all of the darkness, if you will, in Te Ao Māori, there are these beautiful glimmers of light. We're just talking about a conference getting all of our professionals in the economics scene together in Tauranga Moana, and then we morph across to a conversation with you about dental and glasses, literally going to reserves and our rural communities. Mm. So, mate, there's a lot to be proud of and encouraging, even though things are challenging. So the best to you and your team down Tauranga. Thanks for giving us an overview of some of the approaches you're employing. Eho. Kia kā.
Ngā mihi.
Tēnā koe. Thanks very much. Rewiti Ropiha.